Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. Eating disorders and addiction are often treated separately, but there are many underlying behaviors and issues that overlap and would benefit from a more integrated approach. In addition, addiction treatment may often foster unhealthy behaviors and attitude towards food and nutrition. Many treatment centers are recognizing these links and integrating nutrition into addiction treatment programs. My guest today, David Wyss, is a leading voice in integrative treatment and is here to help us understand why nutrition inclusive plans are the future of addiction treatment. David, welcome to the show. So excited to be able to talk about this and understand a little bit more what is integrative treatment.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. This is such an important topic and something that I think we're going to hear more and more about in the upcoming years. Traditionally, addiction and eating disorders were addressed separately. So if someone was in an addiction treatment center and they had disordered eating behaviors, they would get referred out to an eating disorder treatment center. Mm-hmm. I've seen clients and patients who have both issues oscillate between addiction and eating disorder treatment centers and going back and forth. And it's somewhat of an embarrassment to providers to see that, like, we need to be able to address these issues all under one roof and at the same time and actually integrate care.
Yeah, and I know I'm happy that we're talking about this because I see a lot of clients myself. I do counseling and see them become really hopeless because they're working on, you know, the drug or alcohol addiction, and yet they have some kind of eating disorder or eating issue, and they all of a sudden are like, okay, now I'm not, you know, I'm abstinent, but now I'm sitting here with this eating issue, and it's just as as horrifying, you know, when you're obsessed with what you're putting in your mouth, you have to eat three times a day. And then that becomes a way that they start to disconnect.
Yeah, I've actually seen in a lot of these cases that the eating disorder stuff and the body image issues are actually probably primary in a lot of these cases.
Exactly.
And they develop substance uses in order to control their weight and to not feel uncomfortable in their skin. And then when sobriety happens, the eating disorder magnifies and pops up and becomes the real issue. If that person is not in the right place, a lot of these issues, secretive eating, binging, purging, laxative abuse, can go unaddressed and undetected. And so I'm a big proponent of getting treatment providers informed of both so that people are no longer, quote unquote, hiding out.
Absolutely. This is actually one of the most prevalent things that I do see at the treatment centers that I work at is that exactly what you just said, that now the eating disorder, you know, which was probably primary, has now reared its ugly head, and it's completely now all that person thinks about, and they really can't focus on healing themselves emotionally or mentally. How do we begin to educate our therapists and our treatment providers, our program directors, that this is something that we have to kind of address, at least ask the clients if they've had any kind of history of eating issues?
Yeah, it is a matter of getting people continuing education, doing constant in-services. There was a textbook that was released last year called Eating Disorders, Addictions, and Substance Use Disorders. And it was the primary publication that really proposed integrated treatment. So there's information for substance use disorder providers about eating disorders and vice versa. Mm-hmm. This idea, I think, might take a while to catch on because, you know, treatment centers have formulas, right?
Right.
So, for example, an eating disorder treatment center, part of the formula is to have a registered dietitian. Insurance pays for a registered dietitian for eating disorders, but there is no requirement for any kind of nutrition services in an addiction treatment center. So most addiction treatment centers don't utilize the services of a registered dietitian. And I think what's probably true is that clients and patients are savvy enough to catch on to some of this stuff. And I think a lot of eating disorder patients are able to know that they would rather seek addiction treatment so that they can continue to hold on to some of their disorder and dysfunctional eating behaviors and not have them addressed. I have seen over and over again people that are clearly primary that present outwardly as having addictions and alcoholism because they do. However, they do not want to go to eating disorder treatment because they want to keep that and they want to address their alcohol. And I've had people say, well, can we just address this and not address this? And there's going to come a time where as providers, we're going to have to say, you know what, we got to start talking about all of this stuff.
And for people listening out there too, to understand like exactly what you're saying is that, you know, you can't really heal if you're still hiding and keeping secrets and lying. And, you know, so, you know, you can't hold on to that behavior. That behavior has to begin to be addressed and hopefully dissipate altogether from our lives. Right. You know, it's like, how does it's just mind boggling that someone can actually convince themselves that they could lie about their eating habits and hide something that's really harmful to them and yet feel, I guess, you know, feel good about, you know, not doing drugs or alcohol, but it doesn't, you know, really make for a healthy life.
Right. It doesn't spell out recovery. The truth is, is that there's probably some different schools of thought about this thing. I know that there are certain psychological schools of thought that believe that once you address something, the person will need some other coping mechanisms and to allow some space for the person to have that. Whereas a more trauma-informed approach might say that self-harm is self-harm and safety and stabilization is non-negotiable. So there's different ways that people conceptualize this. And I think part of the reason that people are struggling and oscillating between treatments is because providers are not really on the same page. Another really interesting conundrum that I've seen is that in addiction treatment, the abstinence is based on black and white thinking, right? No alcohol means no alcohol. So there is a need for that like level of cognitive rigidity around abstinence from drugs and alcohol. And when it comes to food, oftentimes eating disorder treatment is promoting a way of thinking around food which is much more gray, right? Much more middle of the road. And I see a lot of clients getting lost in between these two different frameworks, right? On one hand, you do none of this, and on the other hand, you try this in moderation. A lot of people that have black and white thinking will try to have black and white thinking in some of these other areas, and they run into difficulties. So the key is to get treatment providers to be on the same page about clients and consistent in the messaging that we give them, so that they don't hear one thing over here, hear another thing over here, and then decide, I don't trust any of these people. I'm going to go do my thing.
Right. And I like what you're saying, too, is that also, you know, when you have this black and white approach when it comes to the drugs and alcohol, but yet you allow the nutrition and the eating and all those behaviors to be so great, it creates shame. It creates a lot of shame for those people to or embarrassed to actually address it. I know a lot of people that's the last thing that they'll tell me after working with someone for a while, because I think they don't want to disappoint and they feel ashamed that they're still having to ask for help for something else. You know, so we have to, I think, kind of lift the stigma of this and let people understand that this is not shameful. This is something that they should be proud that they have the courage to address.
Yeah, I think a really good place to start would be having registered dietitians kind of be a required component of addiction treatment centers, dietitians that are trained in eating disorders that are able to detect, screen, assess, and create some level of integrated care.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for this really important discussion. And everyone can find David at nutritionandrecovery.com and on Instagram and Twitter at David A. Wiss, W-I-S-S. Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us and stay well.